Hurricane Francis edged ashore along Florida's Atlantic coast overnight. The eye of the storm made landfall at about 2 a.m. at Sewell's Point, approximately midway between West Palm Beach and Vero Beach. Before reaching the mainland, Francis crossed the Caribbean, hitting the Bahamas hard. Wire services reported that officials on Grand Bahama Island said two people had been killed. NPR's John Hamilton is at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. John, what's the latest word on the position, the size, and the strength of Hurricane Francis?
The eye of the storm is now well over land, and it's headed west toward Tampa, more or less. There are still winds in the 95-mile-an-hour range and really some very, very heavy rains. And the hurricane portion of the storm is about 170 miles across still. That's a huge storm, so that's more than twice the size of most hurricanes. But the good news is that the storm is moving a little bit faster now. It was going along at just about walking speed, and it's now going about 8 miles an hour. And that's not exactly fast, but it means that the winds and rain won't last quite as long as in any one place.
This is not quite as strong as Hurricane Charley 3 weeks ago, but what are meteorologists saying about Francis's potential for doing damage?
Well, Charley was a really powerful, very, very focused storm that was moving quite quickly, and it did a lot of damage in a relatively small area. Francis is kind of opposite. It's just a Category 2 hurricane. Charley was a 4. But it's producing flooding and wind damage across this enormous area, and that damage is going to go on for a lot longer period because the storm is still moving so slowly.
So what is expected from Francis in the next 24 to 48 hours?
In that time frame, it's probably going to have crossed the Florida Panhandle. It's heading west into the Gulf of Mexico. And as it does that, the winds will decrease because it's over land. They will probably still be at hurricane force, though. And what forecasters here at the Hurricane Center are worried about is what happens when the storm gets over the Gulf of Mexico. It's a body of really warm water, and warm water is kind of like fuel for a hurricane. So the storm could potentially regain some strength before it goes on and hits the Florida Panhandle and Alabama.
Meteorologists predicted there would be more hurricane activity than usual this year. Is there a feeling that this prediction is proving accurate?
Yeah, I would say so. Francis is the fourth hurricane of the season, and the forecasters at the beginning of the season said they expected maybe 6 to 8 this year, which would make it a busier than average year. And the statistical peak of hurricane season isn't until September 10th, so there's still plenty of time for more storms, and by the time this one is over, it could be a really big year for hurricanes.
So what are the expectations about the next few weeks? What might the next few weeks hold?
Well, the first thing, of course, is there's going to be a whole lot of cleanup. But after that, the forecasters here are already, you know, as they're watching this storm pass across Florida, they've already got their eye on another storm that has just become a hurricane. It's named Ivan. And it's still a long way off, more than the 5-day forecast can show. And of course, it's quite possible it will never even reach land, let alone hit Florida. But no one really expected two hurricanes like Francis and Charley to come so close together. So I think the feeling here is, who knows?
NPR's John Hamilton at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida. John, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.